Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, July 18, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
North Bay Resources acquires Mount Vernon Mine, expects long-term gold production. North Bay Resources, Inc. has acquired 100% of the Mount Vernon Mine in Sierra County, California. The mine, known for its paleoplacer deposit, is expected to yield significant gold quantities with high-grade nuggets reportedly grading at 90 ounces. With existing infrastructure and permits in place, test mining is set to begin immediately, with plans to process 100 tons per day. Projections suggest daily gold production of around 80 ounces, translating to gross revenues of $200,000 per day. With nearly a million tons of high-grade feedstock, the mine's operations could last for 50 years at the current rate. CEO Jared Lazerson highlighted the company's growth and the stability of gold as an investment, aiming for continued development and potential expansion of processing capabilities.
Fathom Nickel reports promising exploration results at Gochagger Lake, prepares for autumn program. Fathom Nickel Inc. CEO Ian Fraser provided an exploration update on the Gochagger Lake property. The recent field program revealed signals extending up to 400 meters east-northeast of the historic deposit, indicating potential for larger deposits. Significant magmatic nickel, copper, and cobalt deposits were found, expanding the potential for magmatic deposits. Similar signals were identified at the Mal Lake site, increasing the area's scope. Fathom Nickel plans to establish a camp at Gochagger Lake in early August, with drilling set to begin by mid-September after detailed data analysis and drill planning.
Northstar Gold advances exploration with successful funding and promising drill targets. Northstar Gold Corp. CEO Brian Fowler announced the successful closure of the first tranche of a non-brokered private placement, raising over $254,000. The funds will primarily support critical minerals exploration and diamond drilling on a newly identified EM conductor near the historic Cam Copper Mine. Recent prospecting efforts have revealed VMS-style copper and silver values, indicating a potential zone expansion at depth. Northstar plans to drill test the Zone 2 extension conductor in Q3 2024 to build on these promising exploration results.
Standard Uranium announces promising new drilling campaign at Sundog Uranium Project. Standard Uranium Ltd. Vice President of Exploration Sean Hilliker revealed exciting new prospecting results and identified drill target areas at the Sundog Uranium Project in Saskatchewan. The upcoming drilling campaign aims to test high-priority targets and discover high-grade uranium mineralization along structural corridors. Hilliker emphasized the prioritized drill targets identified through advanced airborne surveys. The program will include drilling approximately 1,000 to 1,200 meters across 5 to 7 holes with continuous adjustments based on results. The goal is to optimize exploration and increase the chances of a significant uranium discovery.
Endurance Gold begins 10,000-meter drilling campaign at Reliance Gold property. Endurance Gold CEO Robert Boyd has announced the start of a 10,000-meter drilling campaign at the Reliance Gold property in southern British Columbia. The exploration program, which began in May, aims to expand the gold zones discovered within the Royal Shear. With drill intersections exceeding 10 grams per meter of gold, the company plans to extend high-grade mineralization along strike and to depth. This ambitious initiative is expected to last approximately 5 months, with a focus on unlocking the property's full potential. Endurance Gold is strategically positioned near the historic Burlorn Pioneer Gold Mining Camp and Village of Gold Bridge, setting the stage for significant milestones in the near future. ABVC Biopharma's CEO discusses new drug development and AI integration. ABVC Biopharma Inc. and AIBTL Biopharma Inc. have announced a groundbreaking clinical study focusing on depression in cancer patients, integrating AI-driven solutions. Dr. Uttam Patil shared that the study aims to understand depression prevalence and impact, utilizing real-time patient monitoring and AI analysis. The study, conducted at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, will monitor and treat depressive symptoms in cancer patients, setting a new standard for clinical trials. This collaboration signifies a commitment to innovative healthcare solutions, aiming to improve patient outcomes and quality of life. By integrating technology with healthcare, ABVC Biopharma and AIBTL Biopharma are pioneering advancements in the field.
K2 Laboratory obtains NDC codes for two investigational drugs. K2 Laboratory has obtained NDC codes for its brain rehabilitation oral solution and telomerase inhibitor oral solution, marking a significant milestone in their research projects. The brain rehabilitation oral solution is focused on Alzheimer's disease, while the telomerase inhibitor oral solution is part of their cancer studies. This achievement signals the completion of early-stage development phases, paving the way for future studies. K2 Laboratory remains dedicated to advancing the research and development of these investigational drugs, showcasing their commitment to pharmaceutical innovation.
Briefly Bio launches with $1.2 million funding to help scientists reproduce complex experiments. Briefly Bio, a tech bio startup, has launched with software aimed at helping scientists reproduce complex experiments more effectively. The company has secured a $1.2 million pre-seed funding round led by Compound VC, with participation from NP Hard, Tiny VC, and angel investors. Briefly Bio's software uses AI to create a shared language for experiments, making collaboration more efficient and transparent. Founded by Dr. Katyava Harry Rickerby and Staffan Pielidal, the company aims to revolutionize how lab experiments are documented and shared, ultimately accelerating scientific discovery in biology.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.